A lot of people have asked, isn't something better than nothing? And the answer, quite simply, is no.
Well, you know, that's one way to look at it. Rather pessimistic. That was the apocalyptic Pramila Jayapal. Is it Pramila or Pramila? Is it Kamala or Kamala? Kamala? Kamala my ding dong. Hey, it's Friday, and that, you know, that can't be bad. What is happening? Got a lot of crazy people out there, don't we? Lots of crazy people. And it seems like a lot of them run for office. How about that Terry McAuliffe guy in Virginia? He's just terrible. What a terrible person. What a buffoon. I think buffoon is a pretty good word for him. After that that verbal assault on the reporter that asked him about schools while he just bulldozed his way arrogantly, buffaloed his way through.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Exactly right. Precisely right. Well, happy Friday and welcome. We are, as you might expect, at 888-630-9625. We like to keep that more or less the same. It's easier that way for everyone. I have to, you know, memorize new phone numbers all the time. Occasionally, I screw this one up. 888-630-9625 is the telephone number. And once again, my cup runneth over with the wackiness of the Democrat Party. You see, they had a little riot at the Interior Department yesterday. Leftists, it was an insurrection, technically speaking, if you go to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, which I often do. It was an insurrection, another left-wing insurrection with crazy people banging drums and stuff. They're always banging drums, aren't they? Lefties, and it doesn't, these are Native Americans. But lefties bang drums in Central Park. They bang drums on the mall. Just lefties. They get those, you know, plastic barrels from Home Depot and bang on those on the sidewalks on 14th Street and 18th Street. And drums, you know. Got a troublemaker, give them a drum, I guess. Lots of drums. They had these people with drums. And then they attacked the police. Police were injured, at least one hospitalized. Because, you know, they have a list of demands, many demands, and they want, you know, lots of acres of land. They want America to stop being America. It's the left. What was it Angela said yesterday? This is Marxism wrapped in black skin. This is Marxism wrapped in Native American skin is what we saw yesterday at the Department of the Interior. The Interior Department. You can call it either. It's one or the other. And they, they're crazy people. And again, they have a list of demands, a long list of demands, because they want stuff. Generally speaking, it's your stuff, because they're the left. And they're, I think, mostly lazy. Otherwise, they'd go out and they'd get the stuff for themselves like the rest of us. They'd get up early and go to work. What time did you get up this morning, Michael? 5:30. 5:30? It's a slug. I got up at 4:15. What's the matter with you? I didn't mean to, but I did. I got up real early. You know, but gave me a head start on things. Gave me more time to go collect food, you know, for the village. Yeah, just great. So they attacked the Justice Department yesterday. Police were injured. Tasers were used. And, of course, the whining left-wing Marxist radical numbskulls blame everybody but themselves because, don't you know? You know what they're all about. Crazy, crazy people. So we got that. And again, police injured. And the news media, they don't cover this because they're left-wing mobs attacking the police. They wanted to do a sit-in at the Interior Department because, you know, they have a list of demands. Oh, listen to this. Sounds like Lawrence of Arabia. They're doing odulations. Riding through the canyons in Lawrence of Arabia. You know you're about to be attacked when you hear the odulations. And they're yelling for medics. Medics! It's like, you know, it's like an episode of Combat with Vic Morrow. Medic! Medic! They're yelling for medics because they're being injured because they're attacking the police, and the police are strong, brave men, And the leftists are a violent mob of smelly rabble.
With a, prisoners!
With a list of demand. That was not at the Interior Department. That actually was Lawrence of Arabia. They were attacking the Turkish troop train, if I remember correctly. And no prisoners. He ordered no prisoners. Yeah, it's also National Police Week. This has got to produce a lot of anxiety for Democrats. National Police Week, it had to be put off because of the communist virus, because the communists were playing with germ warfare. And oops, they had a little accident. And so millions are dead. Because that's what communists do. But it is National Police Week. It had to be postponed because of the WHO. And now this week is National Police Week. And in Washington, D.C., Victor was out and about in his neighborhood last night and was, as you might, you know, young man. He was he's a man about town. He was going to establishments that serve food and drink, And there were a lot of police in the neighborhood, he said. So naturally, I asked if there was any gunplay in the neighborhood.
Pigs in a blanket, fry like bacon. Pigs in a blanket, fry like bacon. Pigs in a blanket.
That is actually, that's actually the Democrat Party's official position on this too. That's a plank in their platform. Yeah, but it is National Police Week. Normally, a big thing in Washington. I think a little smaller than usual this year. I could be wrong, but National Police Week, and police from all over the world, not just all over the country, but from all over the world. Come into Washington, D.C., and names at the Law Enforcement Memorial, names of police officers murdered and killed in the line of duty, typically by Democrats, are etched into the wall. There's a stone memorial down close to courthouses and things, close to the mall, and it's a nice memorial. And the police go there for the official unveiling of the new names, and we've got I think a record number of new names because more police are being killed than ever. You know, the Democrats have been waging war against the police since Barack Obama declared that war and all that good stuff. And then the crazy people attacking the Interior Department and all of that. Now, we've also got a lot of other stuff, as you might imagine, to get to. The Joe Biden Justice Department has, remember Andrew McCabe, the FBI official that was caught busted for lying to the FBI about the investigation, which was a crooked and corrupt investigation using Hillary Clinton's opposition research and pretending it was legitimate intelligence. Remember, J. Edgar Comey was pawning this stuff off at the FISA courts as legitimate intelligence to get warrants to spy on President Trump's friends and his inner circle. And they were all illegal warrants, but that's okay. There are no congressional investigations into that, no media investigations into that, no 60 Minutes story on that, none of that. But Andrew McCabe, who apologized for lying to the FBI, and he was leaking to the press, Wall Street Journal, and lying, and it's basically under oath. Remember they tried to put General Flynn in prison, the Democrats did, because the left always tries to imprison their political enemies. General Flynn, three-star general, career Army officer, director of the Defense Intelligence Agency, among other credentials. And the Democrats tried to ensnare him, tried to entrap him, put him in prison by sending FBI agents down to the White House. And he thought he was having a casual conversation with colleagues. But no, they were trying to entrap him. And then they said that he lied about something to the FBI when he didn't even know it was an interview. Well, and you remember J. Edgar Comey had these ridiculous things to say about it, that he wouldn't have sent the agents down there if it hadn't been Trump. And if it had been Obama in the White House, he never would have done that. But he did it anyway because he's a political hack and he was abusing his power for political reasons. J. Edgar Comey was.
So if the FBI wanted to send agents into the White House itself to interview a senior official, you would work through the White House counsel and there'd be discussions and approvals and who would be there. And I thought it's early enough. Let's just send a couple guys over.
You cut out the laughter. There's laughter there at the end from the audience. It's funny because we're becoming a banana republic. And you may recall the headline in the New York Post, not the Washington Post, January 2nd, 2020, Andrew McCabe said he lied to the FBI about Wall Street Journal leak, and he lied repeatedly to the FBI, and he was fired, and rightly so. Well, yesterday we learned that the the FBI and the Justice Department under Joe Biden, they have, and he lost because he was fired with extreme prejudice because he lied, basically committed crimes that they tried to put General Flynn in prison for. He was fired and he lost his pension and everything. Well, yesterday, the Biden administration made him whole again because it's a team sport. And they're on Team Democrat. Ex-FBI leader Andrew McCabe wins back pension in Justice Department settlement after he was fired under Trump. That's the headline from The Washington Post. He was fired for lying repeatedly to the FBI during an ongoing investigation. And, of course, he being a senior FBI leader, that should be treated as a very serious matter. He was the deputy director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. He admitted to lying to agents who spent weeks investigating the source of a leak at Wall Street Journal report that actually came from him. And he lied about it and lied about it. And he knew he was lying about it. General Flynn, on the other hand, thought he was having a casual conversation. And it was about talking to his counterpart in Russia, which was his job, by the way. But they tried to ensnare him and kill him. So the crooked Biden administration and the crooked Merrick Garland Justice Department reinstated his standing, his good standing with the FBI, with the lies and being fired. And now he gets his pension back and back pay. He gets all his back pay, too, because it's good to be a Democrat. They're really crooked, and it's a team sport, and they take care of their own. Bill Clinton is in the hospital. He is in California, Los Angeles, California. Bill Clinton admitted to hospital due to infection, which has led to no end of jokes. And of course, I mean, we wish Bill Clinton no harm and no ill. We want to keep Bill Clinton around for many years to come to continue mocking him and ridiculing him. And besides, that nightmare of a marriage between Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton is a constant source of amusement and entertainment for millions of people nationwide and worldwide, for that matter. Bill Clinton admitted to hospital due to infection. Former President Bill Clinton admitted to the University of California Irvine's Medical Center earlier this week. They kept it a secret for a few days, you know, due to a urinary tract infection. It's interesting how everything leads to the same place with Bill Clinton, isn't it? A urinary tract infection. I thought only ladies got urinary tract infections, but I'm not a medical doctor. That led to sepsis, you see. AIDS said Thursday. Shouldn't bring AIDS into it. It's just urinary tract infection. Clinton spokesman Angel Urena. That sounds like a urinary kind of thing, too, doesn't it? Said the 75-year-old former president is being treated for non-COVID-related infection, and he's on the mend and in good spirits. We'll have to send the Energizer by to cheer him up a little bit. I get Angel Urena. Yeah, so that's her. That's the spokeswoman's name. She's probably very attractive, I'm guessing, because it's a Bill Clinton hire. So he's got a urinary tract infection, and then sepsis, which is bad, and he's being treated with, it really is, and he's being treated with antibiotics, and they're hydrating him and stuff. Now, Juanita Broderick, who was, as you probably know, sexually assaulted by Bill Clinton long ago, Juanita Broderick has a Twitter account and a sense of humor. And I've met Juanita Broderick, and you know, she's a lovely woman, a very pleasant woman. And Juanita Broderick tweeted out last night, she said, "They say it's sepsis, but I think they misspelled syphilis." They say it's sepsis, but I think they misspelled syphilis, you see. It's a little bit of humor from Juanita Broderick. Yes, she retweeted the Fox News tweet. Bill Clinton hospitalized with an infection. And Juanita Broderick opined, she commented, she quipped. "They say it's sepsis, but I think they misspelled syphilis, syphilis." We're at 888-630-9625. Joe Biden, trending on Twitter, Empty Shelves Joe, Empty Shelves Joe. We got food shortages, fuel shortages. We've got a looming disaster in Chicago because of COVID vaccine mandates. The TSA, Thanksgiving is coming. If you're thinking about traveling, you might want to think about using the car with the more expensive gas, thanks to Joe Biden, because thanks to Joe Biden, airports may be a nightmare. That's all coming up. 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Yesterday, it seems like just yesterday, that we pointed out that Joe Biden, who hasn't had a cabinet meeting since July, of course, Pete Buttigieg is on paternity leave for 3 months or something. It's his first year with the job. You know, he's not the mayor of South Bend, Indiana anymore. There's a national transportation crisis going on. And Pete Buttigieg, he and his husband adopted two babies recently. I assume they adopted them, but they could be menstruating people or birthing people. The party determines that sort of thing now, gender and physical capabilities, reproductive skills like that. But yeah, Pete Buttigieg, we don't know how long he's on leave for, but he's on paternity leave because, you know, the newborn baby's recovering from childbirth and all that stuff. And so he's nowhere to be found during this this transportation crisis we have going on across the country. And Joe Biden, he comes out and he reads the teleprompter a little bit, squinty eyes, looking weird, getting a lot of stuff wrong. And then he just turns his pretty head and walks away. We played this audio yesterday of Joe Biden day before yesterday coming out and speaking at the press and then not taking any questions at all.
Thank you all so very much.
Thank you all. He's just walking out. He's just gone with his arms dangling off his shoulders like they don't work. And he's bumping into stuff. And he just wandered off with his mouth hanging open, his eyes blinking. He's not there. He's not altogether home. You know that he's 8 months older than Geraldo Rivera? Geraldo Rivera, you know, could be out playing highlight today. Joe Biden should, he's not up to greeting at Walmart. Yesterday, he had another little thing where he talked at the press, and they had a fake set behind him. You see that they had another fake set behind him, but it's a different fake set that they had behind him this time, because it's all a terrible TV show. And once again, when he was done talking, he just dropped his arms to his side and went wandering off like a sea slug.
Bless you all. May God protect your troops. Thank you very much.
Workers on strike. What about the workers on strike? By the way, there are now strikes. John Deere went on strike. Thousands of workers, as Democrats call them, I might call them employees, going out on strike because we've got the strongest union president. He said the word union. Jen Psaki actually said, this is in an effort to support him, that he said the word union more than any other president. And he's only been president for not even 9 months now. Look at all the devastation that he's created. He's, I don't know who's the bigger problem, him or the Wuhan Institute of Virology. I think they're vying for the lowest rung on the ladder. Lunch Bucket Joe.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts. The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching the Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Someone pointed out to me that I allegedly have used the word union as president more than the last seven presidents combined.
That's a fascinating factoid that has nothing to do with anything. Now that there are strikes going on across the country, and again, this guy just does nothing. He's a no-show. It's like he got his son Hunter that no-show job in Ukraine. And now Joe Biden's got a no-show job in Washington. Kind of a no-show family. Front page of today's Washington Times, your newspaper of record in Washington, D.C. Above the fold, union strikes present political tests for Biden. Picket lines across U.S. grow into major threat to economic recovery. John Deere and many more. Lots and lots, touching off a wave of strikes not seen in the U.S. since the 1970s. A lot of stuff going around here that we haven't seen since the 1970s. He's the reincarnation of Jimmy Carter, but with severe brain damage. Jimmy Carter was wrong about a lot of things, but he wasn't utterly brain damaged like this guy. Scores of union workers from Hollywood to the Midwest, emboldened by President Biden's boast that he's the most pro-union president in decades, have gone on strike or threatened to walk off the job. More than 100,000 are on the picket lines, and tens of thousands more could join them by the end of October, potentially touching off a strike wave not seen in the U.S. since the 1970s. The unrest in industries, including agriculture and film production, threatened to further undermine the economy wracked by rising inflation. It also sets up a political test for Mr. Biden. He's not good at tests. Have you noticed that? He's not good at walking. He's not good at talking. He's not good at reading. He's not good at being president. He's not good at leading. He's really not good at anything. I haven't identified anything that he's good at. What's he good at? I don't know. He's president. He must be good at something. He's not really. The press is good at something. The press is good at getting an empty suit elected to the presidency. That's what they're good at. You know, we had Barack Obama. He wasn't qualified to become president of the United States. Maybe after another term or two in the Senate, he might have been. But at least he was a smart guy and could string a sentence together. He went to Harvard, you know. I don't know if you're aware of that, but he did go to Harvard.
Oh, sure. He went to Harvard.
Joe Biden, on the other hand, he was a guard at the swimming pool with corn pop and had pomade in his hair, and he called him Esther Williams, and I think that was the height of his formal education, and I'm talking about just amazing stuff. All right, let's go to the telephones. We've been talking about Joe Biden and his not holding press conferences, and he hasn't had a formal press conference in decades. It hasn't really been decades, but it seems like it. And he just and the press, we just don't have a press. They're just part of the Democratic Party. The White House press corps, the Washington press corps, the New York press, all part of the Democratic Party. Let's go to Philip calling from Arlington, Virginia. Philip, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Taking my call. Remember the days at the height of the pandemic when everybody was freaking out worldwide and Trump is having 90-minute-long press conferences in which he's taken 45 minutes of the most hostile questions on the planet, surrounded by the Surgeon General, the Fauci, the Burks, generals, admirals. He's wielding it all, and there he is in the middle of it. And President Biden talks for 7 minutes, practically blames America, walks out the door, while his transportation secretary is on a two-month hiatus. Are you kidding me? They would have roasted Trump. The Washington Press Corps would have burned the White House down like the British tried to in 1812,
yep.
And they sit there supine now and do nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Now, you said Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary, is on paternity leave for 2 months because it's his first year on the job, and there's a transportation crisis in America, and he's taking months off. And it's you say 2 months. It's only 2 months so far. See, it's going to be longer before it's done. And the story, Politico today, the left-wing Politico based here in Washington, they've got this West Wing playbook. It's a little circle fest they have with the Democrat Party. And they their story today is about Pete Buttigieg. And the story is not about it's, you know, Pete Buttigieg has been MIA and there's this crisis going on in the country. And the headline is, can Pete Buttigieg have it all? That's the actual headline in the story by Alex Thompson and Tina Svondels. And Svondels, I'm not making it up. And they've got a story on how Pete Buttigieg is MIA, how he's missing in action, how there is a transportation crisis. He's the secretary of the Department of Transportation, and he's nowhere to be found. He sent out a tweet on Indigenous Peoples Day, or about Indigenous Peoples Day. It was actually on Columbus Day, because Christopher Columbus discovered the West and the Americas, and that changed the course of human history. But that's all he's done that anybody can find. But he and his husband, is it Chasten or Chasten? It's difficult to say for sure. They've apparently adopted two babies. But with the Democrats these days, you know, they keep telling us men can have babies. So I'm not sure. I haven't seen the video. But they've got a story on Pete Buttigieg being MIA. Boy, is it good to be a Democrat, huh? You got 120.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
So can I send, you know how in World War II the messages were sent to the resistance, and in the movie Red Dawn, behind enemy lines, you know, we've got patriots in L.A., in Manhattan, in Georgetown. Can I send a couple coded messages? And I can assure you they're clean, Chris.
coded messages to the Wolverines scattered across the country, yes. The underground.
To the OSS and the French resistance fighting behind the lines. Yes, sir.
Keep it clean. But, yeah, fire away. We're free speech people here.
The first message is the Energizer Bunny is getting a rest. And the second one is, let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. Let's go. Speaking of which, just in case you don't have one yet, we have Let's Go, Brandon hats at the Chris Plant store and Let's Go, Brandon shirts. And it's got the Chris Plant Show logo. It's a logo, right? Got the logo on there and all that good stuff. Yeah, good stuff. Let's go, Brandon. And the Energizer Bunny is getting a rest. That's one of Bill Clinton's many side girlfriends, because he married
Umar, they call him, Chris.
He married Hillary, and that's a real problem for anybody, don't you think, Philip? Hey, wait a minute, Wolverines. The Wolverines are being called now. It's true, Philip. God bless. Thank you. Thank you very much. Have a crazy weekend. The Energizer gets a rest, and let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. Were there any Let's Go Brandons last night at the baseball game? Because there was a big baseball game, the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Giants, that ended on a bad call by the first base ump. Didn't look like that swing went around to me. Ended the game. Close matchup, all that stuff. I'm telling you, that's what I'm telling you.
And by the way, let's go, Brandon.
Okay, let's go, all right. Brandon. Let's go. Come on, let's go, Brandon. Everybody loves Let's Go, Brandon. Well, not everybody, perhaps, but I think most normal people love Let's Go, Brandon. That's the thing with Let's Going and Brandon, don't you know? Yeah. So we do have the Remember Normal hats. We have Remember Normal hats. Somebody's got to Remember Normal. We got navy and khaki, you know, navy blue and khaki and Chris Plant logo and Let's Go Brandon T-shirts, and so we got new stuff. You know, we're adding new stuff there at the Chris Plant store on Al Gore's amazing internet. Peace be upon him. Where would we be without Al Gore? Lonely days, lonely nights. Yeah, so Pete Buttigieg, he's on paternity leave. He has, he's the Secretary of Transportation. We have, I think, you know, maybe the biggest transportation crisis dilemma that we've had in the United States. maybe ever, certainly right up there with the historic episodes of transportation crises. And the Secretary of Transportation, who was the mayor of a city, South Bend, Indiana, that has a population smaller than the villages in Florida, and he was running for president because that makes sense. And now he's a transportation secretary. But like Joe Biden, he just doesn't have to show up for work, because why would they have to show up for work? They don't have to show up for work. A lot of stuff to get to. Joe Biden, once again, pound sign empty shelves Joe is trending all over the, again, the amazing internet and the Twitter and all of that. Biden is ridiculed online as pound sign empty shelves Joe as frustrated shoppers complain about shortages. The shortages are because of the transportation crisis in large part, and of course, communist China playing with germ warfare and doing a bad job of it because they're communists, right? Which kind of explains everything. And now we've got empty store shelves, and we literally do, and I've been talking about it in Washington, D.C., where they've got some generic paper products on the stands, but you can't get Bounty and Brawny and Cottonelle and all the good stuff because it's not getting to market because the left is in charge. And these people are, you know, they're not good at anything other than causing division, creating massive division. Donald Trump Jr., tweeting out last night, actually, he tweeted out something that was yikes. He tweeted out yikes to pound sign empty shelves Joe. Jack Posobiec, the wonderful Jack Posobiec, says pound sign empty shelves Joe just hit the number. He said hit the number one trend nationwide, Biden supply chain crisis. And then all kinds of great stuff on this. Jack Posobiec is wonderful. And then we have Cheryl Atkison, the great and wonderful Cheryl Atkison, who is, I haven't seen her in ages, in years, but she's a friend and she's wonderful. And Cheryl Atkison, she posted photographs, three, four photographs from her neighborhood grocery, and the shelves are empty, just for the length of the row, the aisle, I guess it's an aisle, clean up on aisle Joe. And one, my grocery, Cheryl Atkison tweeted, there's plenty of food. It's not as if we'll starve, but I've never seen empty shelves like this in my lifetime. And that's a fact, because the Democrats are wrecking everything. Would that be generous to say? I think that would be generous to say. No doubt about it. Also, we've got Chicago. This weekend, wait till you hear this audio from Chicago. According to police officials in Chicago, the criminals are already renting up all of the U-Haul trucks for the looting they're planning on carrying out, when half the police force, perhaps, will stay home because of the vaccine mandates. I'm going to get to that audio and share it with you shortly. It's these people are just wrecking everything. It's almost as if they're doing it on purpose. Also, expect to pay more for heat this winter. You know, do we have a news media? If we had a news media, what would they be doing? They'd be covering the story at the docks. They'd be covering the strikes. They'd be covering the people on the ships that can't get off because they can't offload the ships. They'd be covering the ships that are opting to go through the Panama Canal to go to Florida, where Republican Senator Ron DeSantis is going to make sure that the ships are offloaded in Florida ports. They'd be covering the people that are going to lose their jobs, the nurses and the doctors that are being tossed out on their keisters after being called heroes last year by the very same people that are firing them now with extreme prejudice. And they're not even going to get unemployment benefits or severance because they're being told that they quit when they're actually being fired, because these people are basically fascists and they lie all the time about everything. And it's completely insane. If we had a news media, they'd be doing these stories, sitting down at kitchen tables with moms and dads and kids and the school problems. And now they're going to lose their jobs, the nurses and the doctors, and the police officers and the sanitation workers. And they're all about to lose their jobs because of mandates. And they may have religious objections or medical conditions or already have immunity because they've had the Wuhan out of Wuhan, China, already. And the news media, if there were a Republican president in the White House, all these tearjerker stories would be, would be everywhere. You wouldn't be able to get away from them. It'd be terrible. You'd see how terrible everything was for families. And they'd, you know, how they like to pick one person and turn them into heroes of the campaign, like Michael Brown or, George Floyd or whatever. And they turn these people into icons. And because that's how you do it. It's like the model of, you know, one photo of the girl in Vietnam running down the street after the napalm attack. You know, and you take one image and you turn it into a campaign. That's what they're masterful at. But now all you doctors and nurses that were heroes last year and people were putting signs in their front yards thanking you, now the same people that were pretending to praise you are firing you and taking away your severance and taking away your health care and taking away and telling you that you're quitting when actually they're firing you. My recommendation is you just keep showing up at work and make them drag you out of the place. Say, no, he quit. Yeah, she quit. That's no thing. In Alabama, schools are facing an unprecedented food shortage. They're asking the community to kick in because of the food shortages. Gas prices are through the roof. Food prices are through the roof. You can expect, again, to pay a lot more for heat this winter. And grandma, and again, Republican in the White House, the news media is all over grandma sitting at the kitchen table trying to balance her checkbook and crying into her checkbook because, you know, what's she going to do this winter? Natural gas prices are skyrocketing. Propane prices are skyrocketing. Gasoline prices are skyrocketing. And if you're planning on traveling on Thanksgiving, gosh, the Democrats are going to make it a lot more difficult for you. And our news media simply doesn't show up. They don't cover it because they're not a legitimate news media. They're Democrats masquerading as a fourth estate. This is not what the founders envisioned. Our republic does not function properly without an active and properly functioning fourth estate, the news media, keeping the powerful in check. Unfortunately, there's a coalition that has been created between the information sector, the news media and Twitter and Facebook, and one party, the Democrat Party. It's a lot closer to the National Socialist model than the Soviet Socialist model. Very, very treacherous times. 888-630-9625.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
House is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Hey, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband
and co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Price of everything going through the roof, and our news media is just shrugging. I mean, what? If Republicans were in charge of the White House, the Senate, and the House of Representatives, and all of this pandemonium were going on, empty shelves and stores, this is the Soviet Union, expect grandma to freeze to death this winter because of the skyrocketing cost of natural gas and propane and heating oil. The skyrocketing price of gasoline. We've got the skyrocketing overdoses with drugs, overdose deaths. We've got skyrocketing homicide rates. And it's amazing how none of it goes to the Democrats. The news media is, first of all, they don't cover the news at all, any of this news. And Alabama, they won't go to Alabama to cover anything, you know, unless it's like to smear the people there. Alabama schools are facing an unprecedented food shortage. School districts crippled by food supply shortages could have to return to remote learning. So their parents will be, you know, called upon to feed the kiddies at home. And go ahead and look for a 60 Minute story on this. Although we do have some 60 Minute stuff because they interviewed Robert Gates, the former defense secretary and CIA director, talking about the Afghanistan withdrawal months late, you know, but nevertheless, I got to tell you, this administration is a plane crashing into a train on a bridge, collapsing onto a school for developmentally disabled children like Joe Biden. He's developmentally disabled, right? And this administration is a catastrophe. But you wouldn't know it by watching the news because everything is coming up roses over there. Nary has heard a discouraging word. The skies are not cloudy all day. Just extraordinary stuff. And again, they have, well, this is, you know, the party that dominates the government. They have the White House, the Senate, and the House of Representatives. But more importantly, they enjoy information dominance in the United States of America. So it doesn't matter how calamitous the situation is on every level, economically, in terms of foreign policy. I mean, who's he offending? Israel, France, Great Britain. The Taliban's happy with him. Russia's happy with him. Putin's happy with him. He killed the Keystone XL pipeline day one. Nice job on the border there, huh? By the way, they're bringing back the Remain in Mexico policy, which is not a tacit admission that that was a calamitous decision. It's an overt admission.